Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith and hope with Stephen O'Doherty.
Well, on Open House, we've started a brand new semi-regular series this year. It's called What Are You Reading? And our first What Are You Reading guest is no less than Sydney's Catholic Archbishop, Anthony Fisher. Anthony Fisher, what are you reading?
The non-fiction book I'm reading at the moment is by a guy called Timothy O'Malley, and it's called Bored Again Catholic.
Bored Again.
Yeah, instead of born again, yes. It's bored again. And it's talking about why you would still go to church if you found church boring. Where does it come from, what we do at church, and why does it matter? And it's a really accessible and, I think, very interesting book that goes through explaining the ways Christians worship, and Catholics in particular worship, where does it come from and why it matters to persevere with it, even if it's you don't always get a buzz from it every week.
Did anything about what he said surprise you?
Well, I think the ways he's approaches some of these things are quite interesting to me. He unpacks a lot of the biblical background to the ways that Catholics and Christians generally worship, but he's also got lots of stories from his family life, getting his kids ready to go to church on Sunday, and some of the struggles of that, and how that's actually part of your already engaging in your Sunday worship by from the moment you're trying to get your kids dressed and fed and in the car and on the way to church. And it's very practical and down to earth about what it is for people, as it were, on the other side of the altar, people in the pews, to be taking part. And that's good for me to hear about and read about.
Well, interesting. I mean, he's hit the target with his audience. You're the Archbishop. So is it going to change anything that you do?
Well, we'll see as I make my way through the book, but it's certainly getting me thinking about the whole, you know, what it's like from the other side and what it means and how much of it probably is completely mysterious to people. Why on earth are you guys doing that you do, and where does it come from? And it's good for me to be challenged.
Lovely. And what's the non-fiction book you're reading?
And the non-fiction book I'm reading is by a guy called C.J. Sampson. It's a novel set in Tudor England, and it's a sort of whodunit, a detective novel, but set in the time of Henry VIII. There's a whole series of these, and I've read another one of his, in fact, a later one in the series. I should have started at the beginning, but I started at the end, and now I'm going back to the earlier ones.
What led you to that series?
Well, I was given it by somebody as a Christmas present. The first one I was given the previous Christmas, then this one I was given this Christmas, and I tend to, over the summer, let myself read some novels.
Yes.
And I had read years ago the Cadfael novels, which were set in an earlier period, also around monasteries, and it's actually a monk detective. This guy's a lawyer detective, but again, set in an interesting sort of political and ecclesiastical world. I love history. And so my first degree at Sydney Uni was in history, and I often go back to history to try and understand the present better. And reading a detective novel set in the world of the intrigues of the court of Henry VIII and...
Slightly delicate territory, I would think, for an archbishop.
It's quite interesting to see that the places that bishops had to tread. It was a time of challenge, just like now, where church and state were sometimes in conflict had to renegotiate their relationship, a bit like might be happening in secularising Australia. So,
true enough.
The background is interesting, but in the foreground, just the whodunit is always fun too.
Well, thank you for telling us what you're reading now, Archbishop Anthony Fisher.
Good to talk to you, Stephen.
Discover more Open House podcasts at openhousecommunity.com.au.